Hello, and welcome to the Key Point Review for Unit 18, Fair Housing. I'm Shauna Hansen, and your Agent Rising instructor for this review. Our goal is to get through all of this material in under 10 minutes. Let's get started. Equal opportunity in housing is intended to create a marketplace in which persons of similar financial means have a similar range of housing choices. Equal opportunity laws apply to owners, real estate professionals, apartment management companies, real estate organizations, lending agencies, builders, and developers. The Civil Rights Act of 1866 prohibits all racial discrimination in real estate transactions with no exceptions and was upheld in Jones v. Mayer in 1968. Race has been defined by the U.S. Supreme Court to include ancestral and ethnic characteristics, including certain physical, cultural, or linguistic traits that are shared by a group with a common national origin. Federal Fair Housing Act is Title VIII of the Civil Rights Act of 1968, as amended, prohibits discrimination in housing based on race, color, national origin, religion, sex, familial status, or disability. Citizenship status. The Fair Housing Act does not prohibit discrimination based solely on a person's citizenship status. Illegal activities include steering, blockbusting, and redlining. Housing and Community Development Act of 1974 added sex to the list of protected classes. Fair Housing Amendments Act of 1988 added disability and familial status to the protected classes. Fair Housing Act is administered by HUD, which established rules and regulations to further clarify the law and created the Equal Housing Opportunity poster. Exemptions from the Fair Housing Act, but not the Civil Rights Act of 1866, include rentals in owner-occupied buildings with no more than four units, four. Housing operated by organizations and private clubs that limit occupancy to members, and the sale or rental of a single-family home when fewer than three homes are owned by an individual, discriminatory advertising is not used, and a real estate professional is not involved in the transaction. Housing for Older Persons Act of 1995, HOPA, HOPA, repealed facilities and services requirements for housing intended for persons age 55 or older. Housing is exempt from familial status protection if it is restricted to persons age 62 or older, or if 80% of the units are occupied by persons age 55 or older. Familial status extends fair housing protections to families with children, meaning a family, including a woman who is pregnant or in which one or more individuals under the age of 18 live with either a parent or a guardian. Disability is a physical or mental impairment that substantially limits one or more of an individual's major life activities. Reasonable modifications to property to make it usable by an individual with a disability must be allowed, but the individual must return the property to its former condition on vacating it. Americans with Disabilities Act, ADA, prohibits discrimination in employment and public accommodations. Americans with Disabilities Act, ADA, access to facilities and services in commercial properties must be provided when reasonably achievable in existing buildings with higher standards for new construction remodeling. ADA exempt properties include those covered by federal fair housing laws. HUD enforcement of Fair Housing Act. HUD enforces the Fair Housing Act. A complaint must be brought within 1 year, 1 year of the alleged act of discrimination. HUD enforcement. Within 100 days, I don't have enough fingers, of filing a complaint. So within 100 days of filing a complaint that is not referred by HUD to a local enforcement agency, HUD dismisses or goes forward with a charge of illegal discrimination. Enforcement. Conciliation is the resolution of a complaint within 100 days of filing when a respondent promises to remedy any violation. Enforcement. A complaint brought to HUD may be heard by an administrative law judge, ALJ, with remedies that may include a fine or injunction. Enforcement. A civil action may be brought in federal court by the complainant within 2 years, of the alleged discriminatory act. The Attorney General may bring a civil action in federal court. Complaints under the Civil Rights Act of 1866 go directly to federal court. Real estate professionals must act legally, doing their part to avoid discriminatory practices. Note, as professionals, we are cautious about how we communicate and keep up to date on fair housing training. Keep up your hard work. We are unstoppable. Home is where my habits have a habitat. Fiona Apple, singer and songwriter. Have a great week. See you in class.